Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe. Welcome to
Studio Classroom. We have a very interesting article today, friends, that you might have an opinion about. We are talking all about if parents should check their children's phones or not. So let's begin our article with a question. How do you feel about parents monitoring their child's texts and social media?
Well, it's something that I'm going to have to start thinking about as far as my children using social media and texting their friends. Right now, we're already having to monitor their screen time and the amount of videos they like to watch. Of course, they like to watch things like cartoons. However, I do think that a parent needs to be involved somehow, at least in a supportive or coaching way, to help them make decisions that they may not even think they need to make on their own.
Yeah, that's our job as parents, right? To help children see where there could be potential danger or something that doesn't help them develop mentally. But this is a hot topic, friends, and you might not agree, but let's get into our lesson and see this from a few different perspectives.
Should parents check their children's phones? Is privacy or safety more important? Nowadays, teens basically share their lives online. Most people know that the internet is full of dangers. Cyberbullies, online predators, and scams. Parents want to protect their kids from harm, even their teenagers. Some parents think monitoring their kids' texts and social media is the best way to do that.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 先来看 harm 这个名词，意思是伤害或损害。譬如 The new pesticide caused more harm than good to local wildlife. 新的杀虫剂对当地野生动物造成的危害大于益处。Harm 的形容词是 harmful, 表示有害的。譬如Excessive screen time can be harmful to young children, reducing their attention spans and delaying their social-emotional growth. 过长观看荧幕对幼童可能有害，会缩短他们注意力的时间，以及延缓社交情绪发展。Harm 的另一个形容词是 harmless, 意思是无害的。譬如 The spider looked scary, but was actually harmless.蜘蛛看起来很可怕，但其实是无害的。
We're starting off our text with a question, friends. Is privacy or safety more important?
Well, let's take a look at that word privacy to understand this question more. Privacy is being away from unwanted attention. For example, we all want privacy every once in a while. Alex wanted privacy while writing in his journal.
Now, we see here, nowadays, teens basically share their lives online. And when we're talking about teens, friends, we're usually talking about people who are 13 to 19 years old. Most people know that the internet is full of dangers, cyberbullies, online predators, and scams.
All right, there are lots of different threats out there, lots of different potential dangers. Let's talk about cyberbullies. This is people who hurt or insult others,online.
Here's an example of how you could use cyberbullies in a sentence. Cyberbullies often send mean messages on the internet.
Well, what is something else that could be a potential threat out there? Predators. Predators are people or animals that hunt or harm others.
Okay, so for example, rabbits are prey and they need to hide from predators in the grass. What kind of things eat rabbits? Well, all kinds of animals eat rabbits.
Yeah, like eagles or hawks or foxes, right? So those would be the predators. And then, of course, you have the prey. That is the thing being hunted. Or in certain cases, we could call it the victim. And I think that's what we would say when talking about a person who was being bullied online. They are the victim. So we have cyberbullies, online predators, and perhaps scams. That is a huge issue.
Yeah, that's right. Scams are getting more and more prevalent in society. These are tricks to steal money or information. It's pretty easy to lose money in an online scam if you fall for one. Scams have been around for a long time. They used to be like telephone scams where people would call you and try to get your bank information or credit card information. And a lot of those have now moved on to the online space.
Yeah, and scammers are getting smarter and smarter about sounding very trustworthy at first. They can actually build up trust with someone for weeks or even months and make this person feel like it's a real relationship, whether it's a friendship or some kind of romantic relationship. And then one day, they're able to easily trick that person into giving them very sensitive information. There are a lot of scam artists out there, friends. You do need to be careful.
So there are all of these dangers that exist online. Parents want to protect their kids from harm, even their teenagers. Some parents think monitoring their kids' texts and social media is the best way to do that. Let's talk about this in a moment, but first we need to define that word, monitoring.
Yeah, when you're monitoring something, that means you're watching or checking something very carefully.
Here's an example. The teacher is monitoring the students during the test. Okay, so here is where we have something to talk about, friends, because some parents believe that monitoring texts and social media is a good way to protect their children, and some parents or even their children might feel like that's an invasion of privacy.
Sure, I get it. I get why kids in particular feel like it's an invasion of privacy. After all, we were all teenagers once. We know what it's like not to want to have our parents around all the time telling us what to do and what not to do. But I have to admit, Anne-Marie, when I look back on my childhood and maybe my teen years, perhaps there were a few moments or instances where I thought, okay, maybe my parents could have said a little bit more. You know, and I do think back about the times that they did step in, and I could tell they were trying to be careful not to cross any boundaries with privacy, but they were just being concerned, and I appreciate that.
And sometimes as a teenager or as a child, you don't realize that's what's going on, mm-hmm. right? You don't realize that the reason your parents are doing it is to protect you. You might just feel like they're trying to bother you or trying to control you.
Well, friends, we do have more to learn. Let's go to the next reading for the day.
Should parents check their children's phones? But many kids don't want their parents to check up on them. They feel it's an invasion of privacy. Just because they're young doesn't mean they don't deserve trust. If parents read every message, they could push their teens away, causing them to hide things and create secret accounts.
The sudden invasion of privacy caught the celebrity off guard. 这位名人的隐私突然遭到侵犯，让他措手不及。Invasion 的动词是 invade， 意思是侵入或侵害。譬如 ，Every afternoon, the gardener battled the weeds that were invading the flower beds. 每天下午。园丁都要跟入侵花圃的杂草奋战一番。Invade 的形容词是 invasive， 表示侵入性的。譬如 ，The doctor said the procedure would be minimally invasive。医生说这个手术是采微创方式。
Okay, friends, let's get on with our next section here. But many kids don't want their parents to check up on them. They feel it's an invasion of privacy. This is a phrase that I said in the first section there. An invasion of privacy is when you feel like you don't have privacy or someone has done something to take your privacy away.
So if you are a teen right now reading this lesson, perhaps this is how you feel. Or maybe you're okay with your parents occasionally checking up on you, especially when it comes to your social media habits, texts, things like that, the things that you can do online so easily with a smartphone. Well, just because they're young doesn't mean they don't deserve trust. So we're talking about kids and their relationship with their parents. Everybody deserves trust. You want to be able to trust your parents. You want to be able to trust your kids.
Let's talk about this word deserve. Deserve means to have the right to receive something.
That's right. For example, Sarah worked hard and deserves a good grade. Well, what is it you think that you deserve? That means you think you have earned the right to it, right? There are some things in life that are just nice to have, but they're more like gifts. We didn't actually deserve them. But here we're talking about trust. And even though kids, teenagers, and even younger are very young and their brains are still developing, and they might make some dumb choices now and then, they still deserve trust. I agree with this statement.
Okay, so we read on here, if parents read every message, they could push their teens away. Now, if you push someone away, it means that you make them feel distant or unwelcome.
That's right. Parents might push their teens away if their teens only feel like they just want to talk and they don't actually listen to what they have to say.
That's right. And you can do this with people other than just children or teenagers, of course. You could push a friend away if you don't want to be close to them or you don't want to talk to them. But no one wants to feel that someone is pushing them away. And if this happens with parents and their children, this could cause the teens to hide things and create secret accounts. So we see that word causing here, and this just means to make something happen.
Yeah, here's another way to use it. The rain is causing the river to flood. This is a very useful word. Think of another way to use that word, cause. But here we see causes them to hide and create secret accounts, and this is exactly what parents don't want to have happen, right? For their kids to just create secret accounts and to hide even more things and to create a pattern of hiding things. That's not building trust at all. Well, let's take a look at this word account. This is a personal online page or profile.
That's right. And we use account as a very general word to mean a profile on any type of social media platform. Here's an example. Jacob has 3 different accounts on that social media platform.
Well, we do have more to learn about this topic right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Check up on it. One time, I left my little cousins alone in the living room for 5 minutes. When I came back, they had built a pillow fort, eaten half a cake, and taped googly eyes to the cat. Oh, that's why you check up on people. The phrase check up on means to monitor someone or something, to make sure everything's okay or going as it should. It's caring, but sometimes a little suspicious. Here are a few examples. I checked up on the kids after bedtime. You should check up on your friend. She's been quiet lately. The doctor checked up on me after my surgery. Now let's contrast that with some similar phrases. Check in usually means arrive or report in. I need to check in at the hotel. Check out can mean look at something or leave a place. Check out this new song, or we checked out of the hotel. And plain old check just means to examine or verify. Let me check my schedule. So if you care, you check up. If you're curious, you check out. And if you're a cat with googly eyes, maybe run. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Should parents check their children's phones? Instead of what teens consider spying, parents should have open conversations with their teens about staying safe online. They can set boundaries, but also give their child the opportunity to show they're responsible. Feeling respected is important, and if something serious happens, their teen will be more likely to go to a parent for help. What matters is that teens feel supported and safe, while parents feel confident their children are making smart choices online. Both trust and protection are important.
He used binoculars to spy on the nesting birds without disturbing them. 他用望远镜观察筑巢的鸟儿，以免打扰它们。Spy 当名词的时候是指间谍。譬如 ，The best-selling novel followed a British spy during the Cold War. 这本畅销小说讲述的是一名英国间谍在冷战时期的故事。另外 ，spyware 是指间谍软体。用来监视人们使用电脑情况的电脑程式。譬如 ,The company discovered that spyware had somehow been installed on one of their computers. 该公司发现其中一台电脑不知怎么的被安装了间谍软体。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Okay, friends, in this next section, you are going to see a lot of opinions from our writer. So the person who wrote this article has some very strong opinions about what parents should do. So just remember that if you are a parent or a child, this is just what she thinks. What's right for you and your family might be different. So we read here, instead of what teens consider spying, parents should have open conversations with their teens about staying safe online. Now we see this term open conversations, and we're talking about honest talks where people share their thoughts.
That's right. Lily's parents encouraged open conversations at home. For example, as parents, Anne Marie, I would agree, we want to have open conversations with our kids and do whatever we can to build and keep trust.
Yeah, definitely. And part of having open conversations is setting boundaries. That's a word that we see here in this next sentence. They can set boundaries, but also give their child the opportunity to show they're responsible. So a boundary, friends, is a limit. It's a limit of what is acceptable behavior or unacceptable behavior.
So friends should respect each other's boundaries. Actually, we all have boundaries, and we need to find out what those boundaries are and make sure not to cross each other's boundaries. So we all have boundaries. We can set boundaries with our kids, but also give children the opportunity to show that they are responsible. And I know a lot of parents like to encourage their kids in a way where they can know the kids are responsible, they've proven that they're responsible, and because of that, the kids get even more privileges. That is, good things that they could do on their own, in their own freedom.
That's right. Feeling respected is important, and if something serious happens, their teen will be more likely to go to a parent for help. I have heard this, that as kids get older, they'd want to talk to their parents less and less, so making sure that you keep those lines of communication open while they're young helps the relationship to be better when they're older.
And I would agree, just based on personal experience. I had parents who, yeah, of course, you know, growing up over so many years with each other, there are certain times when they maybe crossed some boundaries. Maybe they had some rules I didn't agree with in the moment. Maybe some punishments that I didn't feel like matched, you know, the behavior or whatever. But I think in general, my parents had open conversations with us and tried to do things in a way that didn't cross too many boundaries. So to this day, I mean, I think our lesson is describing me, Anne Marie, as someone who likes to go to my parents to talk about lots of different types of things.
Yeah, that's great. So we see here is what is most important, and that is that teens feel supported and safe. Supported, friends, means helped or encouraged.
Well, for example, Daniel felt supported by his classmates. It's important to support your classmates, your friends, unless you know that what they're doing is wrong, then of course you can be a support in your friendship, but you don't support what they're doing.
Ah, that's a really important point. We see here parents feel confident that their children are making smart choices online. If you feel confident about something, what does that mean?
That means that you are sure of yourself, at least when it comes to that particular issue. But yes, in general, someone can be very confident. But you could be confident about something as well. For example, Rachel was confident about her singing.
And in our article, we see that it's possible for parents to feel confident about what their kids are doing online, that they are making smart choices. So here, according to our article, both trust and protection are important.
Friends, we do have more we want to talk about in just a minute, but right now let's go to today's usage tip.
The usage tip 要来学 instead of 的用法。Instead of 的意思呢是不是什么，而是什么，用来表示选择某行动或事物来替代另一个。Instead of 后面可以接名词、代名词或是动名词，表示被取代或未采取的事物或是行为。当 instead of 放在句首的时候呢，后面就需要用逗号来隔开主句。Instead of 与 rather than 意思类似，但是 rather than 在正式文体中使用更广，也可以接原形动词。例如 ，Instead of watching TV, she went for a walk. 与其看电视，她去散步了。或者是 ，Rather than watch TV, she went for a walk. 她没有看电视，而是去散步了。
Okay, friends, we have talked about a lot in our lesson so far. So before we leave today, I want us to talk a little bit about what we think about what we have read.
Yeah, well, you know, since we're both parents now, Anne-Marie, that implies that we've been through our teenage years. And so we understand what it's like to be a teenager and to want to have our own privacy. But now, as we have our own kids, right, it's like, We're still trying to, I feel like for me and my wife, we're still trying to figure out the rules that we want to have. We're still trying to figure out the boundaries that we want to have for our kids. You know, and it's not just about putting it off until our kids are teenagers. No, it's like even the things that they want to do now, if we're not consistent in the way that we have rules right now with our young kids, then it's gonna just continue to be hard when they get older.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know it could change because my kids are still young, but I don't know if teenagers should even have social media to begin with. Not because they're not trustworthy, but because there's so many terrible things to be exposed to on social media. A lot of pressure, a lot of terrible news stories, a lot of fake news. And at that age, it could be difficult to figure out what's true, what's not, who's really your friend. And I don't know if I'll want my kids exposed to that when they're teenagers. I might change my mind, but right now, I don't even know if my kids will have a phone when they're a teenager.
Well, you make a great point about all those things. And in addition to that, I would say, you know, being tied to your screen for so many hours every day, or going outside, playing with your friends, meeting up with people face to face. I mean, which one sounds healthier to you? I would prefer my kids do a little more of the latter.
There could be a lot of different opinions about this, friends, whether you are a teen or a parent. So make sure that you learn to talk about this in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.